Do you understand what it means to be nothing, and yet all that is known? To be connected to everything, and still stand alone? There is a secret I want to tell you. This secret is a place. There is a peace within that comes with this place. A peace and awareness that transcends everything else. A connection to everything around you. A connection that you never dreamed existed. It is a place you cannot see. A place you cannot touch. It is a place that you can only feel. A place where the true nature of your world begins to be revealed. A place where meaning begins to be understood. A place where you stand upright, unsupported, and without need of any other belief to lean on. This secret is the place where you stand alone. Alone and confident in the faith and belief in yourself. Welcome to the Next Step series of podcasts based on the book The Next Step, The Search for Meaning by Christian Couch. Welcome to The Search for Meaning. Who am I? Why am I here? Where did I come from? And where am I going? What is the essence of who I am? What do you think is the most asked question on this planet? To ask the question is the beginning of thought. In the fall of 2011, at the age of 53, I started a book called Close to the Edge. My goal for this book was for it to be a spiritual guide to the self, a guide that would help introduce the reader to the world of thought, and through that, start their own journey towards the self. The writing of this book was also a journey unto itself. In that process, I would travel down my own path of discovery. It would be many versions, and almost 7 years later, when I would publish the finished product called The Next Step, The Search for Meaning. Just like Neo in the movie The Matrix, I have always felt like there was something that didn't feel right with my world, that there was something fundamentally wrong with this picture. I've always felt out of place. I've always felt like I don't belong, like I am not really human, like I'm a different species, like I was left here on this planet for some reason. Almost every day, I ask myself the question, why am I here? I have always viewed my world in the big picture, as if I was in orbit, looking down on this planet as a whole. I don't see borders. I don't see societies. I don't see cultures. I don't see religions. I don't see races or colors. I see a small planet in a very large universe, covered with a multitude of life. Life that is all related. Life that originated from the same place. I don't see humans and all of their little differences. I see humans as one species. Most of what humans believe about their world is wrong. Most of what I observe in my world leaves me with more questions than answers. In May of 2006, I saw a movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? It was released in 2004, set in Portland, Oregon, and filled with interviews with scientists and physicists. This movie was basically a quantum physics 101. Aside from explaining our world at the quantum level, it also went into depth about the relationship between the world and thought. It began to bridge the gap between science and the spiritual. The more I learned, the more I started to understand that thought is the basis of our universe. The more I learned, the more I understood that thought is the foundation upon which our world is built. Watching this movie was a watershed moment for me. All of a sudden, I had definition in my life. This knowledge of how my world was actually put together and works began to give meaning to all of those feelings that I had had up to this point. It was this profound moment of discovery and definition that put me on the path that I am today. The journey down the path to the self isn't shown with an answer, but is started with a question. The journey down this path is the most difficult one you will ever take. On this journey, you will have to overcome your insecurities. You will have to face your fears. You will come face to face with the true meaning of belief and faith. It is a path you must discover for yourself, not by searching for the answer, but by asking the right question. It is a path where a universal truth will be revealed, a path that will lead you towards a deeper meaning and purpose. It is a path that is paved with belief and faith in yourself. It is a path that leads to the self. Everything comes down to a sense of self. A sound foundation upon which to build our lives does not start until we have a good sense of self. What is the self? What does it feel like? The self is not an inner voice. The self is a feeling. For example, when you are about to make a decision, does this feel right? Does this feel wrong? Does this feel good? Does this feel bad? When you start listening to that inner feeling and using it to make decisions, that is your connection to the self. That is your inner compass. And when you start to truly connect to the self, you start to connect with your universe, your world, everything. Everything is connected. When you start to have faith and belief in you, then that becomes the lens through which you see your world. Then you can truly start to build a sound foundation upon which to live. When you truly begin to stand with the self, alone in your belief and faith in the self, you do not fear what is different. You start to step back and view the world around you, accepting all of its beauty and diversity. When you truly begin to stand with the self, alone in your belief and faith in the self, you begin to connect to and at the same time transcend the real world within which you exist. You begin to truly see your universe for what it really is. When you truly begin to stand with the self, alone in your belief and faith in the self, you begin to see a truth. A universal truth that is not based in any god, religion, or culture. A truth that is not based in color, race, or gender. A truth that is not written by man. It is a truth written within the quantum information that makes our universe. A truth that is only accessed when you truly connect with the self. How do I touch it when it has no surface? How do you listen when it makes no sound? How will I see it with no light reflected? How does one believe when it's not really real? You don't. You just feel. Where is the place to which the rest of your universe is tied? The search for meaning is the search for what's inside. Stare up into the sky at night and wonder upon your favorite star. Is this the beginning of thought? Is this what makes you who you really are? Is it really our purpose we wish to see? Or is it that destination that becomes the journey? The self is the gateway to the rest of your universe. The journey to the self is the journey towards meaning.